All right, BJ, we're talking quarterbacks and running backs. We're going to start with the main storyline of the season right now. Everyone's talking about it. How is Alex Smith going to gel with Jeremy Maclin?
The Chiefs were number two in the NFL last year with 59% of their yards coming via yards after the catch in the passing game. Well, Jeremy Maclin fits pretty well into that. We know what Travis Kelce can do. He led all tight ends in that category. But Jeremy Maclin was seventh in the NFL among receivers with 522 yards coming after the catch. Now, when you look at Jeremy Maclin, you look at Alex Smith, you talk about that continuity. They talked about it all through OTAs and minicamp, how well they're starting to gel. Alex praised Jeremy's ability to not just see the cornerback that's in front of him. He understands what the safeties, the linebackers, what the entire defense is doing. And when you have a cerebral player like that on the outside that sees the same things that your quarterback is doing, and Alex Smith and Jeremy have both talked about how they see the same things on the field, you're going to find success. But the other thing that's really encouraging about this is that Jeremy Maclin, late in the games, is used to being the guy to make the big catches. Last year, in 2014, his Pro Bowl year, Jeremy Maclin averaged over 20 yards per catch in the fourth quarter when the score was within 7 points. Four of his 10 touchdowns last year came in the fourth quarter when the score was within 7 points. Game is close, late in the game, he's the one making the big catches. He's on the same page with Alex Smith. That's going to continue at training camp. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing at training camp.
Yeah, you
got to
think Smith had to be beaming when he found out the Chiefs got Jeremy Maclin in the offseason. You look at this quarterback group as a unit. Alex Smith isn't alone. He's got some good backups as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Chase Daniel, for the second year in a row, in week 17, went out and played really well against San Diego. We know what he can do. You ask the backup quarterback to go out and try to win you a football game. Chase Daniel's proven that he can step in and win you that football game. Another player it's going to be interesting to watch in this training camp, because Tyler Bray's got the ACL injury, not quite sure where he's at in his recovery by the time training camp rolls around, but it's Aaron Murray, the second-year player, the SEC's all-time leading passer, over 13,000 yards in his career at Georgia. It's going to be interesting to see how he progresses in his second year. He's been in the system. He understands the offense. He's not wearing that knee brace anymore. He had the knee injury he was dealing with last year. He's healthy. He's ready to go. And he's got a familiar face he's throwing to on the outside and the rookie receiver in Chris Conley. But he'll get a lot of reps depending upon where Bray's at. But it'll be interesting to see how Aaron progresses, especially getting into those preseason games. Aaron's going to get a lot of time on the field.
These quarterbacks have a lot of weapons, and some of them include these running backs. We know about Jamaal Charles. We know about Nile Davis. But just, if you can, comment on this unit as a whole.
Everybody knows what Jamaal can do. Everybody knows what Nile Davis can do. He's going to be that complimentary back. But it's that next group that's really going to be really interesting at training camp. You've got Spencer Ware. You've got Keyshawn Hill. You've got Cyrus Gray, Charkandrick West. And when you look at the Chiefs offense and what Andy Reid likes to do with these different packages, you want to find one of these running backs that can fit into a package. Whether you can split them out, you can move them around, find that skill set that's going to be good. That's one of the storylines I'm looking forward to at camp with this running back group, is who can step up and be that next running back and who can fit into a package the Chiefs can use once the season rolls around.
So there's your picture of the running back group. If you look at Jamaal Charles, though, Chiefs all-time leading rusher, going for his fourth season in a row with 1,000 yards rushing or more. What do you see from Jamaal Charles this year?
I see a lot of big things. You know, we talk about it a lot, but I still don't think he gets enough credit for. He was one of the best running backs in the NFL last year in yards after contact. And you look at the top five running backs in the NFL, guys like Jeremy Hill, Marshawn Lynch, Eddie Lacy. You look, these guys are 220, 230 pounds, and they're averaging over 3 yards after contact. Well, Jamaal Charles is in that category. He's the only one, I believe, in the top seven in the NFL that's at 200 pounds or under, who's in the top seven in yards after contact. He is, we talk about his speed, his playmaking ability, everything he can do, how he glides out in space. Well, he's physical. He's not afraid to lower his shoulder, run somebody over, and get those tough yards after contact. He doesn't get enough credit for it. He's in the prime of his career. Chiefs fans should be excited to see what he can do in this offense again.
Well, we know you love to watch them, and so do we. Those are your quarterbacks and your running backs heading into 2015 training camp.
65 toss power trap.